So there I was with Imogen, in a blissful luxury flat in Grosvenor Square. It belonged to our old man, Tom Croswell, but who's complaining? Imogen and I had not stopped conjugaling, despite the fact that she was lost as usual.
It's no good, my honey love. It's no good, my poppet.
Come back to bed. I'm famished.
Work your hands from day to day. The winds will blow the profit.
Let's get back to Soho. See if the party's still on.
The glass is falling hour by hour. The glass will fall forever.
So we dived into clothes and made for Old Compton Street, where we could flaunt our newfound existential relationship. We descended into Boston's and found the party still in progress. It had been going on for 3 days and had already made the record books. Dancers had become sleepwalkers. Talkers had nodded off. Bodies were strewn around the floor. I saw it all now from a distance. Everyone wore masks with forced smiles. In the eyes you could see the desperation. It was like a landscape of Hieronymus Bosch.
Simon, lover boy, where have you been?
Where haven't I been? Hello, Sir Tom Wiltshire.
How nice, dear boy. My rather pretty future son-in-law. Let me pour some champagne over your forehead.
Oh.
There. But who is this? I do believe you are my daughter, Imogen.
It's no go, the yogi man. It's no go, Blavatsky.
Exactly.
Imogen, baby, say something nice to me.
All we want is a bank balance and a bit of skirt in a taxi.
Tom, a word in your luggage. Simon, don't drift far. I must talk to you.
Victor, I'm at your command.
As I somnambulated with Imogen, I watched them. What was the monster hatching now?
Tom, I have this sudden urge to have absolute power and change the world.
Sounds reasonable.
Help me.
Certainly. How could I resist those cornflower blue eyes?
I need to become a Mandarin. I need someone who can open doors. Do you know anyone at the BBC?
Dear boy, I know everyone at the BBC.
Good. I need to broadcast my manifesto. Here. The Art Beyond Art. Take a look at it.
This should go down rather well. It looks like absolute rubbish.
Thanks.
But I do need a little favour in return.
Anything.
Splendid. Along that corridor, please.
My pleasure.
It's no go, the merry-go-round. It's no go, the rickshaw.
Intense love can evaporate in a flash. Absolute adoration can turn to hatred overnight. I knew then that I had to destroy Victor. Soon.
Where are you going, man?
Upstairs. I need to breathe and to think about the total destruction of Victor Campbell.
Hey, I thought you were his disciple. But that figures. Give me some skin, Simon, baby. Let's coordinate our dark plans.
Sold its eyes for souvenirs. Sold its blood for whiskey.
So there we were in St. Giles's Churchyard opposite Boston's. Suddenly a whole crowd of us, rolling up and drawing down the holy smoke, dancing and yentzing among the tombstones under the mongoloid moon, defying the winter of Cold War London.
Sarah, have you found someone else?
That's my affair. Oh, yes, congratulations. I hope you'll be happy with half of Wiltshire.
Actually, one third.
Whatever happened to your dreams, Simon? Your poetry?
Wait. I am going to change this dreary world.
I just expected more from you. Goodbye.
Sarah.
Why do you let that bitch get to you? Be happy. Haven't you read the headlines? Our politicians haven't let us down after all. They've brought us to the brink of extinction. It's you and me, Simon. Us alone. Our time has come.
Yankel Bloom, here. Come over here, join us. The end of the world is nigh.
Get culture before the cataclysm. Take a flying Rambo at the moon. Down with parents forever. Long live free love. Humanity is doomed.
Damn, I thought it was a bomb. And it's only bloody thunder. Hey, look, Roy. It's Roy. Roy, come over here.
Roy, join our breakaway party. Over here.
Roy, you look terrible. Here, take a swig. Drink down, darling. Whiskey obliterates.
Thank you, not just now.
Ifka's worried about you.
Tell her I'm fine. Take care.
Aren't you going home?
Yes. Home. I'm going home.
Home is over there.
Yes. Goodbye. An appointment I must keep.
This early? 6 a.m?
And at my back I always hear Time's winged chariot. The weather's changed, and it's suddenly getting light. Look, you can see all the stars. See you all soon.
Good to see Roy happy for a change.
Just walk slowly, Roy. You have all the time in eternity.
Leicester Square! Leicester Square! Edgware train! Find the doors!
Just walk slowly, Roy. Stand there on the edge. Somewhere where the
John MacDonald found a corpse. Put it under the sofa.
The party was finally over. All we had to do was to summon up the energy to go home and kip. Ivka, though, was still slowly dancing, snaking to a single bongo beat. Then Louis comes down the stairs.
You look happy, my friend?
I always have this vision in my head. This is all you know. Need to know.
What's life like up in the civilized world?
Beautiful. Roy's gone and topped himself.
What?
Leicester Square Station under a train.
And then Yankel came.
Yankel, you've heard.
I heard. Poor Ivka.
What's going on? What's the conspiracy?
Roy's taken a dive. Under a train.
Oh? How?
Leicester Square Station. Under a train.
Someone's got to tell Ivka.
Hurry up, please. It's time.
Shut up, you stupid bitch!
Louis, you must tell Ivka.
No. I shall do it.
Sonia, Sonia, the law is at the door. Sonia, Sonia, the law is at the door. Sonia, Sonia, the law is at the door. Hey, the bubble's in the wine. Send all the women to the salt mines. Send all the children to the front line.
Ivka.
Stay away, evil one. I know now what you'll do. Bastard. Devil.
Ivka, I just want to help
Stay you. Away from me. You are evil eye.
Fair enough. I tried.
Ivka, listen. There's something you must know.
No, I won't hear.
It's Roy.
No, don't. Tell me. It cannot be. Yanko, it mustn't be. Please tell me it's not true.
It's true. Ivka, Roy is dead. Oh, please, come with me.
Yanko, you're my friend. Please don't let it be true.
Ivka, come home with me. I will fry you a fresh kipper for breakfast.
Victor, what have we done? Soho became a morgue. For days, people were monosyllabic. Nobody cried, ranted, raved, blew their top, argued, fantasized. The whores took time off, read books by Jean-Paul Sartre. But a few days later, after Roy had been cremated and turned into an egg timer, things soon got back to abnormal. We were all sitting in the French caf, pondering the glorious futility of existence.
Glass is falling hour by hour.
Poor Simon. Having to live with that.
Rich Simon. Soon.
Sarah. Hello, Sarah. I haven't seen you for days. Where have you been?
Busy.
May I sit with you?
No, I'm all full up with people. I have no vacancies.
Oh, well, one door closes, another door closes.
And then his serene malignancy entered.
Victor, you always seem to just appear out of nowhere.
My wicked children, good morning. Have you seen Sarah? Louis?
Look, I've had it with you. If you ever talk to me again, I shall take great pleasure in ramming your teeth down your throat.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Simon, have you seen Sarah?
She's down the end.
Of course. I should have noticed her golden sparks. I'll be back.
I see.
If he lays one finger on her, I shall strangle him with his own giblets.
As Victor sauntered over to her, I laughed inside. Things were really working out.
May I sit down?
No, I find you utterly despicable.
Even a guilty man deserves a fair hearing. I must talk to you. I've been trying for days.
All right. Speak your word and go.
Okay. I admit I've had a dubious past. But you've changed all that. My dark cynicism has vanished. I'm obsessed with you. You must believe me, you've changed my life.
You're pathetic.
Sarah, I'm after redemption.
Goodbye.
Wait, I can explain. Simon, don't go away, I'll be back.
The glass is falling hour by hour. The glass will fall forever.
He seems so warm, so passionate. Boston's basement. The blues had descended.
Boston, is it the end of yesterday or the beginning of tomorrow?
You tell me.
What do you really think of me? Sometimes I catch a glimpse of me in a window and I scare the shit out of myself. Cheers, Boston. Life's a lonely little trip.
Victor, you're just another colonial boy away from mummy, playing naughty.
My mother? I drowned her in a vat of hot boiling water and gouged out her eyes.
He was a wild colonial boy, Vic Campbell was his name.
I moseyed down to the jazz basement. Victor was staring into space. Then he saw me.
Simon, your face is a lotus in a raging sea of snakes. Let's go to my room. We must talk.
What's this?
My new manifesto. Art beyond the art of art.
May I read it? Art today begins with a capital F. It is one big fart. And we are being hoodwinked by the fartists. Art is dead. It has become the reserve of the necrophilious middle classes. The only true art is to live a life that isn't demeaned by connecting it with art. I am talking about the art beyond art, the true art. The art that lights the future. Art that is created by revolutionaries who want to sweep this whole rotten edifice away.
Victor, you're a genius.
Yes, I agree. Simon, we have important tasks to accomplish.
Please, help me understand everything. Instruct me.
Simon, we must get Ivka to assign that lease to us. Today.
She believes you're the devil.
Yes, for some strange reason, she suddenly loathes me.
I wonder why. So how are we going to do it?
You get her to sign.
Me?
Why not? She still trusts you.
Victor, am I capable?
Baby, you are my very best disciple. You will do it.
Victor, thanks for your trust in me.
I'd trust you with my life.
I'm on my way. So, give me the cash to wave under her nose.
Cash?
And nothing's more potent than cash. Have you banked it all?
No. I have some with me. Here.
You keep it in a book. What a fantastic hiding place.
The best place.
War and peace. Yeah, lovely crisp 50s. 20 only.
That's all I promised. 1,000.
Sorry, mate. She's expecting 2. We simply have to cough up.
2 grand? That's all I've got.
So where's the rest you rooked?
We rooked. We. It's gone. It's gone, my little Hebraic friend. It's gossamer. How can we pay a 2,000 for that lease? It's daylight robbery. Well, I suppose we have no other choice. Here. Our whole future is in your hands.
Poor Ivka. We're responsible. The stroke we pulled. And Roy's death. Oh, my blood runs cold.
Simon, the rot was already there. Roy was a dead man when I arrived.
Maybe.
Stop thinking. Go and do the deed. Get her to sign that bloody lease.
Fear not. Will do.
I shall live down to your expectations.
Vale, comrade. A kiss on your fevered brow.
Bye.
Victor, you shall emerge as the most important critic in the Western world and create a whole new movement. You shall be God. Clement Greenberg, eat your heart out.
And so I reached Yankel's studio, where Ivka was staying, an attic in Monmouth Street, Seven Dials. Ivka was looking out of the window, staring into the great Gornicht. Yankel was painting her. She was in the nude. Big, floppy bosoms. Nice. Made me think of my mother.
Ooh. Simon! A nice glass, lemon tea?
Oh, please. Ivka, Victor does not figure in this. I am taking over the gallery. Me, myself. Me alone. Here's the money. £2,000 in 50s.
Ivka, darling, you must sign. You have no other choice. You can trust this man. Almost. He is not too despicable. He is merely the future.
And I shall be taking on the very best painters in Soho.
Sign, my darling Ivka, and eat your kipper. Simon, here's your glass lemon tea.
I do it.
Good girl.
Thank God. I have never seen so much cash. Simon, you must dine with us.
Sorry, can't stay. Ivka, take care. Yankel, many thanks.
So now, smash the mumser. Destroy him before he destroys you. Ivka still loves him. Now, take garlic with you. Here, in your pocket. Never sleep in his presence. Kill him. Ivka, where is she?
In the kitchen.
My God, the bread knife.
You.
I must see.
I'm busy.
Ivka's cut her wrist. She might die.
I heard. She'll survive. She's not the dying sort.
Let me in.
Right. A few minutes.
Sarah. Who am I?
You tell me.
Ever since I was a child, I've done the most terrible things. I've been wicked all my life, but now I've gone too far. I've destroyed people. People who trusted me. Only you can save me now.
You're pathetic.
Sarah, I love you. Help me change.
You're a blatant hypocrite.
Exactly. You see right through me. For once, I'm telling the truth. Let me lean against you. That's all I ask.
Stay dog.
Love me. Let me love you.
Victor!
A few years ago, I was having an impacted wisdom tooth removed. Right down into the jaw. Nasty. The dentist said, Mr. Green, in life you need a little luck. With that, he extracted the whole tooth, decaying roots and all, in one tug. Tonight, Sarah is having a little luck.
Sarah, it's for you.
Coming.
But not with me, unfortunately. Please hurry back.
Who is it?
Sarah, I know he's there.
So?
And I know you're deeply attracted to him.
Oh.
Once you wanted to save me from him. Now you must be saved. Sarah. Oh, I find this so hard to say. Sarah, he's been making love to my mother.
So, it's true. I didn't believe her. I put it down to the wild imaginings of a frustrated woman. Simon, what can I say? Try not to be destroyed by this.
Sarah, you don't understand. I'm absolutely fine. He's destroyed himself.
Victor, go now.
Sarah, I've got plans for us. You are a great designer, and I am the greatest entrepreneur to hit this city. The fashion revolution is about to explode. We are the anticipators, the enablers. We must cash in and change the face of this society. Now. If we become partners, nothing can stop us.
I see.
Roy's death has changed me.
Not as much as it's changed Roy.
I loved him.
Victor, there's the door. The gutter you will recognise.
I've looked for you all my life. I can't let you slip through my fingers now. Sarah, you want me. Deep down, face it. Admit.
Get out or I'll call the police.
How suburban can you get? You banal little bitch. Get back to Hendon Central.
sweetheart, could you possibly loan me £10 till the end of the world?
So there I was in the French cafe, barely able to contain my excitement. Imogen and I were getting hitched the following Saturday, and my new gallery, Art Beyond Art, would open the same evening. Of course, there was going to be a fantastic party. Everyone was invited, except Radical parents.
Simon, baby, I've been looking everywhere for you.
Oh, well, I've been busy.
Did she sign the new lease?
She signed.
Marvellous. Where is it?
Here. Yeah.
Great. Where do we sign?
It's all done. All settled.
I don't understand. There's only your name here. Where am I?
Out in the cold, Victor, darling.
What are you saying?
The gallery is mine.
I don't understand. It's ours.
Mm, sorry. It's mine.
But that's dishonest. But I love you.
Oh, what's love got to do with it?
You've learned well. I'm proud of you.
Ta.
Coming home, Boston?
Victor, we need to talk about that.
Spill the beans, Boston.
I need the room back. You'll have to get out soon.
How soon?
Take your time, man. No sweat. This afternoon?
But I'm homeless and skint.
It's a real problem.
Boston, hey, got a great idea. If the future is black, let's go into partnership. Open a Caribbean social center, a joint palace in Ladbroke Grove. What do you say?
Victor, keep faith.
Victor just stood there, smiling. Outside, the street was empty, except for Sarah and Louis, coming along with four suitcases.
Sarah?
Where are you going?
San Francisco, California.
What? When?
Today. Now. We're leaving Soho, England, bloody Europe, this Cold War. We may not change this world, but we're going to change our world.
Sarah, you're going with Louis.
Can you imagine? She's unraveling my warped soul. I've got my bird in flight at last.
Sarah, how can you do this to me?
Simon, I'm in love with Louis.
Sarah, how can you do this to me?
Fate is a funny bitch. Ciao.
Wait. Can you possibly loan me £20?
Victor. There you are. Goodbye.
Thanks. You're a gem.
Goodbye, Simon. Best of luck.
Ta-ra. See you one day. And so Sarah and Louis danced slowly down the road with their cases. They never even looked back. It was bloody bitter that day. Snow. Ice. A driving north wind. A tropical heat wave. And Victor just stood there laughing. I saw him a few days later, crouching in a telephone box near Soho Square. Looked like he was making a salacious call.
Yes, this is Dr. Green. Uh-huh. Yes, I see. Really? 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 How nice for you. You did? She did. Thank you. Goodbye.
Who was it?
Some crank who claims to have had wonderful and passionate, incessant sex with you.
I should get so lucky.
Funny thing you knew about your birthmark down there.
Who hasn't got a birthmark down there?
I just don't understand people like that. Lily, please take off all your clothes.
What, now?
Yes, now. Do it now. Lie on the bed.
Leonard, I'm there. I'm already in bed.
Oh, my beloved comrade within sheets. Oh, my Hebraic beauty. You might have come right out of the desert.
Leonard, stop making with words.
Arise, ye starvelings, from your slumber.
Why this sudden resurrection? Oh, Leonard, at last. Perhaps we can arrange obscene phone calls every evening.
Don't you rub me, Daniel. Don't you rub me, Daniel.
I didn't see Victor after that. I was too busy travelling around the world, coining money. Oh, yeah, I did hear of his one final encounter with Ivka before he disappeared from the face of Soho.
Ivka, darling, wonderful to see you. I hear you're going back to Yugoslavia.
Yugoslavia? What are you talking about?
I heard you were going back to the bosom of your family, to Zagreb, where you came from.
Where I came from? Listen, mate, I come from bloody Wanstead, don't I? And I'm bloody well not going back there.
But, Ivka, what about the war? The partisans, your lovers, Marshal Tietam?
If you must know, my name is Mavis Jones, and my lover was shitting Jimmy Baker from Walthamstow, and he beat me black and blue, the bastard. Ta-ra.
Wait, Ivka, tell me you're joking.
Ain't it all a bloody joke?
And I thought I was the con man. Ivka, Mavis, help me. I'm on my uppers. Loan me a few, Bob.
This is a bloody lousy calf. Bums and blaggers everywhere.
Ivka.
Yeah. Life being what it is, how do we survive without illusions, darling? My God, this place is a morgue. Must find the uncle. Where can I find the uncle this time of night? Good night, darling.
Good night, Ivka. Good night.
Nobody saw Victor again. He walked out of that calf and right out of our lives. As for me, well, I became ridiculously rich and powerful. And the serene Republic of Soho was finished. And all its bums and bohemians, its mysteries, its petty criminals, its poets and schemers and dreamers began to slink away. Soon they disappeared forever. But I still remember those days of innocence. Those times when Victor, the devil, was outdeviled by Simon Green, his best disciple, who was the one and only true begetter of these latter days, this new age, the age of hype. Thus ended those Soho nights. The rest, you know.
In Soho Nights by Bernard Copps, Simon was played by Ronan Wybert, Victor by Patrick Toomey, Sarah by Federe Holmes, and Ivka by Finella Fielding. Lewis was played by David Bannerman, Imogen by Melinda Walker, Boston by Chris Gilbert, Dolores by Kate Binchy, Lily by Anne Beach, and Leonard by Jonathan Adams. Other parts were played by Peter Dacre, and the director was Alan Jury.